Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Emily Smith, and I am so excited to share this episode with you. And we talk all about accessing our power as women through the womb and how creating this connection reminds us of our infinite power as creators. And I talk about this with Amanda Vasquez, who is a psycho-spiritual coach, and she combines holistic psychology and ancient wisdom to help you heal your mind, body, and spirit. And these days, she's working very closely with women who are looking to connect with the womb space to rise into their feminine power. She has a master's degree in psychology and spirituality from the Spirit Mind Body Institute at Columbia University and is a student of the Indigenous Medicine Path. She's also a Reiki master teacher. And you can find her at her website, thepsychospiritualcoach.com. And of the same name on Instagram and same name on YouTube. And I was lucky enough to go to one of her womb clearing circles on a full moon recently. And we talk about that experience and how you can connect with your womb on a daily basis and how much that really connects you to your intuition. So we really go off on all of the structures that are in place to keep us disconnected from this power as women. And it's really designed that way because we are that powerful and the womb is the space of birth and life. So I hope you enjoy this episode and this invitation to connect with your womb space. Welcome to the podcast, Amanda. I am so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm actually really excited to be here too.
Yes. Yeah, me too. So it's been a week since your amazing womb clearing session. And that was on a full moon. So I'd love to dive into that. But before we do that, I love to ground us into the conversation with my listener of what really brought you to this space to becoming the psycho-spiritual coach.
Oh, yes. That's an awesome question. My journey into psychology and spirituality is a long-winded one. But ultimately, I actually graduated from Florida State University with a bachelor's of science in marketing. Mm-hmm. And I tried really, really, really hard to go that route. I tried really, really hard to put myself in a corporate setting, into hospitality, and to pursue that dream that I had for myself. And none of the doors ever opened. They just really never open. And eventually I finally realized that the path was leading me somewhere else. And I started to see that there were breadcrumbs and there were people and there were signs and there were experiences and moments that were really pulling me in a different direction. And that started with coming across somebody who was a Reiki practitioner, who I received my first Reiki healing from. And then I got led into the world of yoga and meditation. And I started diving deeper and deeper into this concept of self-introspection. And eventually that led me to realize that I was very much connected to this archetype of the healer. I was very much desiring to help people heal. I felt that calling deep within my being. And I continued to follow the breadcrumbs all the way through to a master's program in psychology and spirituality. So that program did not lead to licensure. It's not a traditional clinical program. However, it's a really, really neat program that is run by the Spirit Mind Body Institute at Columbia University in New York. So it's basically a program birthing a whole new world of healers who want to bridge a Western perspective with other forms of spirituality that they practice or that they research, that they study. so on and so forth. So the title that fit best with what I do is psycho-spiritual coaching. And what that means is I bridge psychology, different Western theories, different Western perspectives with different spiritual practices and traditions to get a better and more holistic view and approach to helping people heal on their journey.
That is so beautiful. And I didn't realize that you had, you know, started, that your background was in marketing or that you, you know, had tried to go down that path. And I have a similarity with that too, that I'm in the marketing space as well. But not only that, my journey as well started with getting a Reiki session and then that just opening everything up and how I started my business. So there's something to be said there with Reiki. I notice with other people too, that it really just connects you to your inner self. And I also resonate with the healer archetype. And just from being in your presence in last week, that beautiful ceremony that you held, I really feel that, that presence of a healer. And it's very, very interesting that you are in that space of being a bridge as well. Like I definitely, experience that from you as being very, you know, as in connecting with earth wisdom and the spirituality piece. And I like that you also have the Western approach of psychology too. So that is a beautiful integrated approach that you bring to healing. And I am so excited to talk with you about womb healing because this is something that I am really practicing, learning about in my feminine embodiment coaching training. And it's something that I have read about in books before, and I've done some meditations, and you held a womb healing meditation circle with your sister, which was incredible. And so let's talk about the womb space. Like, what is that in from your perspective?
Yes, such an awesome question, such an important topic to dive into. So the womb space can be connected to a lot of different perspectives. The psycho-spiritual perspective that I'll provide is that the womb space refers to this energetic and physical space that is located just beneath our belly button. So if you're familiar with the chakra system, it would be very much connected to the sacral chakra, and it also goes deeper into the root chakra, but we focus really on the sacral chakra. And it is also associated with the actual physical reproductive system that's there. So your ovaries, the fallopian tubes, the uterus, etc. And the womb space is really this place where life is created. And even if somebody is capable of conceiving or not, the sacral chakra is considered our powerhouse, our sacred center, where all of our vital life force energy is flowing and spiraling. This is our seat of power, of our capacity to be able to create. And again, it doesn't mean that we have to actually create and manifest a physical being in this world. It also refers to our capacity to create projects, to create art, to feel inspired, alive, connected, to be able to feel a sense of pleasure, and really be grounded in the physical body. When we're connected to the womb space, we are grounded in the physical body and deeply aligned with our cyclical way of being and with our intuition.
Yeah, that is so helpful to understand the importance of the womb space and what it actually means for us on a spiritual level, on the psycho-spiritual level. And, you know, in the meditation too, which we have to dive in, that is something that was so, so powerful. You know, not only on the spiritual aspect of healing, but I could feel in the physical space too. But you mentioned during that, which I think is important to know, that every woman has a womb space, right? Even if it's been removed. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So, and that's something that has come up in my training as well, which I thought, you know, it's always there and this is the place of birth, like you said. And, have you read the book, Pussy, I think by Mama Gina?
No, I haven't.
So I read this last year, and it was a very, very powerful book of basically how if we just have this conversation with our womb space, that it will guide us. Like, that's like our inner power center. And I think at the time I understood that on a mental level. And now with the work that I do with embodiment, it's really about, okay, what does that actually mean to connect with your womb? So I'd love to hear from you, why is it so important to commit to creating a relationship with the womb space?
Absolutely. So I think first and foremost, I'll talk a little bit about how historically women have been very disconnected from the womb space. There's a lot of shame around the fact that we're born female, right? Because of the social structures that are put into place, we are being birthed into a world that was designed for men. And that in itself already creates a huge wound within the feminine psyche, right? And that wound is located very much so in the womb space, because we're born, we're all of the messaging that we're receiving is that we're not enough. No matter what we do, we can't fit into a man's world. And that wound of not being enough, it's almost like a void. It's almost like a void. And it causes us to reach externally and outwardly for all these different ways in which we can, for all these different ways to change ourselves, right? To change our physical appearance, to be thinner, to get a bigger butt, to, you know, do all these different surgeries, to buy the latest makeup trend, right? To see how we can compete with the woman next to us. And it's because all of the messaging that we're constantly receiving is that we're not enough as we are. Right. And even within the workspaces, you have women who have to start acting and really diving into this deep sense of really hyper masculinity so that they can compete with the men at their jobs and the women at their jobs who are also diving into this hyper masculinity, because everybody is in pursuit of this hierarchical notion of power. Right. And the womb space itself is really about cyclicality. It's about cycles. It's about seasons. It's about honoring that we're cyclical beings, that we're seasonal beings, that we are animals, and that we are part of the circle of life. So when women actually start diving into the womb space, when we start reconnecting with our intuition, we start diving into and tapping into a different kind of consciousness. And this consciousness is a consciousness that instead of thinking that it's all about me, which I'm going to refer to as I consciousness, we shift into we consciousness, which is about community, which is about understanding that there's infinite abundance, even though the systems don't want us to see that. And we start realizing that the women next to us, they're not our enemies. The men next to us, they're also not our enemies. They are brother, they are sister. If they're romantic partners, they are our sacred partners. So it allows us to really reframe our relationship with our bodies, knowing that we are enough as we are, that our power comes from within, and that there's no need to compete, that there's no need to tear anybody down. There's no ladder to climb. We're all here together in this beautiful circle of life, together in community.
That is huge. Yeah, I can totally see how this ripple effect of connecting to that power within us could help to really let go of that void. Like you said, we're conditioned as women to be disconnected from that inner sense of power and to take on those messages of not being enough and trying to fit into this very masculine driven world. And I definitely love that you touch on how it shows up at work. I feel in many experiences I've had at work, and just seeing how I show up now is so different, even just from 6 months ago. But seeing how wounded women are in the workplace and how they feel like they have to show up differently because that's what all these structures are around. And I'd love to hear from you any signs that you have seen with clients or in yourself of, you know, understanding that you may need healing of your womb. Because for me, I experienced some pain in, I guess, 6 months ago when I was going through a very stressful time at work, and I was climbing the ladder and like very much trying to like prove my worth in a way. And I was getting a lot of pain, and I went to my gynecologist and I like tried to look at it from a very physical perspective, and they were like, nothing's wrong. But I also know that we hold a lot of stress in that area. So do you have any signs you could share of what it could look like to have your womb space that could benefit from healing?
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. I think that's so powerful. And I'll add on that before moving into answering your question, that desire to prove ourselves is because of that messaging that we're born into, that we're not enough as we are. So that little girl, that little wounded maiden, she's like, look at me, like I can prove myself. I'm enough. I'm enough. I'm enough. And it's very interesting that you felt that there was some kind of manifestation of that internal psychic process that was going on coming through the womb space. And ultimately that wound of, again, not being enough, it's right there. It's right there in the sacral chakra. So to answer your question though, of what some signs or symptoms might be, you know, it can manifest in the physical, right? So of course, if anybody is experiencing PCOS, for example, really heavy and intense cramping or PMS symptoms, if they're experiencing hormonal imbalances, a lot of acne, if they find themselves with insomnia, right? Like all these symptoms and clusters of symptoms that go hand in hand with the hormonal imbalances, that is of course one of the ways to know that, okay, something is off, something's not right. Another way to know is if you are having sex and you find that it's painful, it's deeply uncomfortable, you find that there's a lot of restrictive energy or constricting happening within the reproductive system, that could be a manifestation of the body not being open or ready to receive. And that can come from having a lot of shame and a lot of blockages around sexuality and sensuality within the womb space, from the nervous system not feeling safe, perhaps with the person that you're with quite yet. Maybe you just got to know them. Maybe it's a one-time thing. So those are all different manifestations, I think, to keep an eye out for. And then in terms of behaviors, ways that we're showing up, if we find ourselves trying to climb a ladder, right, it's because we're living from that space of really hyper individuality, yeah, focused on really that triangle of money, power, fame that we're all very much enticed by from the second we're born here in the United States.
Right.
Yeah, not to shame anybody. This is just the way it is. And I'll add a few more behavioral things. The really competitive woman, the woman who's trying to prove herself, the woman who is jealous or envious of other women, all of those are different behavioral components to this. They would point to the fact that the womb needs healing.
That is very helpful to have that lens. And yeah, it's so interesting because it does feel so unnatural, I would say, as a woman to be in that space, that how out of alignment it is. And what you were sharing also reminds me of the womb clearing meditation that you held. And I know you talked a bit about this, about how, you know, when you're with partners that aren't a good match or safe for you, like what happens when you, you know, you do engage in intercourse with your womb space? Is there was something there that you had shared about energy exchange?
Yes, absolutely. So even if you're with the love of your life, right, it could be somebody that you're deeply connected to. If they're in a space where they're just carrying so much grief, or they're feeling really low, they're feeling down, they're really angry, they're not right with themselves, and you were to actually enter into a sexual experience with them, the womb space is like a portal, right? It is a portal. It's a portal for birthing. But energetically, it's also like a vacuum. And that might sound kind of like, ew. But what that means is that it's this vessel that's open to receiving, right? And that's one of the key feminine principles, is receptivity. And what happens is that when you are being penetrated by somebody that is not in a right relationship with themselves in those moments, and you don't have this awareness of protection, of boundaries, there is the possibility that you are going to receive an energetic transfer of whatever is stored in that person's sacral chakra, because it could be a male, female, it doesn't matter who it is. Everybody has a sacral chakra. So whatever's going on for them in that region could be very much transferred into your womb space. Even if you don't have sexual relations, believe it or not, we're still constantly engaging in energetic exchanges with people. Even if, again, we're not having the physical experience with them, if we are consciously interested in them as a partner, we go on a date with somebody, that sexual energy is being exchanged, and we can create these energetic bonds and connections and ties to these people, literally sacral chakra to sacral chakra.
Yeah.
We want to cut those cords.
That is so helpful to share this awareness with my listener, that even if you actually aren't engaging in sex, that that energy can get corded. And I do, from my own experience, see when you connect with someone, I notice it's like the third chakra, like cording. And then I didn't realize how much the second chakra also has that connection. And would love to hear from you if you want to share a bit about your womb healing experience that you had. I don't know if that's like a regular offering that you had, but and if there's a few ways that you could share of how women can get into contact with their womb space first, maybe before even healing it, like how can you connect and start to build that relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an awesome question. I think one of the best ways to connect, the simplest thing that you can do is to simply place your palms on the womb space, right? So that would look like placing your right hand where the right ovary is or would be, and the left hand on the left ovary is or where it would be. And just starting to breathe and starting to breathe and knowing that the palms are like antenna. They allow us to see and feel beyond anything our two eyes can perceive. So when we're making that hand connection to the womb space, we are energetically receiving and perceiving and feeling in to emotions that are coming up, anything that may be stored there. And I always want to remind people that the Western mind wants to intellectualize everything, energetic work, somatic work. Sometimes we can have that really powerful, logical, you know, brain blast of, wow, I totally understand the breakthrough I just had, or I totally understand what just happened in my body. And a lot of times you can attempt to find an explanation, but it's a lot more about observing and just trusting in the process and knowing that with the breath, when you're connecting with the womb space, palms on the womb space, as you breathe, you can just allow whatever wishes to arise to be released from the body, to be witnessed from the body. Sometimes it comes in the form of memories. And of course, at that point, your mind is able to understand like, okay, there's something stored here that is related perhaps to a past sexual trauma, for example. And then maybe that's something that you want to unpack and you want to talk about. And at the same time, that's something that you can work through energetically. So you have all these different modalities that can help you process whatever it is that's coming up in the womb space, whether it be from the somatic perspective or from perhaps like a therapeutic perspective in the traditional talk therapy form or in the form of coaching, et cetera.
Feeling defeated, lost as to what steps to take next in your life and career? Leave behind society's false ideas about how to achieve self-worth and success and begin reclaiming your life. My book, Wholeness Within, will help you shift your perception, integrate your past, and accept yourself. And this book, which is part memoir, part guide, is a spiritual guidebook for the modern woman stepping into the unknown. And it follows my journey from fear and victimhood to confusion and really walking a path that is different from everything I've ever known to self-acceptance, confidence, and self-trust. And I share my personal experiences of battling grief, burnout, anxiety, career dissatisfaction, addiction, and depression, which ultimately led me to where I am today as a career and embodiment coach and a writer, really reclaiming my own narrative. And throughout this process, I share my own insights along with practices that you can use to get a better understanding of who you are, what it is you actually value in life, and how do you make space in your life for this to come through. And it is a really a healing guide and a way of accepting yourself and realizing that you're whole within just as you are. You just have to wake up to that. So you can find the book on Amazon.com in Kindle format, paperback, and audiobook. And that is linked in the show notes. Thank you for supporting this podcast, and I hope you enjoy the book.
Yeah, that's very helpful. And those are very simple practices. Even as you were sharing, I just placed my hand there and it's bringing me back to that incredible session, which was so powerful because it was on a full moon, which I didn't even realize, I think, when I signed up, but that was a powerful new moon. And I'll share a bit about my experience. Like, I can't remember specifically, but I know the meditation that you led us through, which was very, you know, it started out, I think, with placing our hands in the womb space, but I think I asked a question to my womb and like immediately got an answer. And I was like, oh, like, it's so interesting that our intuition is there in a sense. And I think that makes sense as a woman. But I would love for you to share as well, you know, what happens after you may come into contact with them and do some of this healing. Like, I was having cramps, and I'd love to hear, like, I even actually was still experiencing those early this week. And what do you think is going on after you move that energy around?
Yeah. So something that I want to touch on that I didn't in the beginning from this, again, psycho-spiritual perspective, is that the womb, right? If you think of a womb space, it's like this very dark place where life is being nurtured and nourished, right? And so within this dark place, there is a deep connection with the womb and the subconscious and the unconscious realms. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why there's a huge connection between the emotions, the feelings, the trauma that gets stored in the womb space, and the manifestations of those emotions, feelings, traumas in the form of subconscious or unconscious patterns that we are letting live through us. Again, you know, choosing to be like, oh, we're just going to let this happen. It's just happening. That's how the subconscious works, right? So understanding that there's this huge bridge between the subconscious realms, unconscious realms, the womb space, and then the patterns that we have, our mind-body connection, the ways that we're showing up in the world, how that perpetuates itself in our relationship with ourselves, our relationship dynamics with others. Yeah. And I think that after a womb clearing session, all these energies are moving, they are shifting, and the body is experiencing what you could refer to maybe as a symptom, right? Or a sign that something has moved and that something wants to be witnessed. Something wants to be witnessed. That is a possibility. And at the same time, sometimes things don't need to be witnessed. They just need to be cleared. So perhaps that looks like diving into more movement, diving into a purification process, doing some breath work, or placing the hands there and getting really curious and saying, what are these cramps about? What is my body trying to tell me? What's really here for me right now?
That's very, very helpful to have that perspective of, like you said, like the subconscious being represented from the womb space. Like, that actually makes so much sense. And also what you were saying about it being in the sacral chakra, I'm realizing now that that piece is a huge part of my healing. And because I think for all the reasons you shared, as women, we are literally taught to live in the exact opposite way that our sacral space wants to be experienced and be living a life of pleasure and flow. It is so not how our society is set up, especially in the US. But you also did these beautiful offerings during that session, and you were playing the drums and your sister was singing. That was so beautiful. And I'd love to learn, how did you get connected to these shamanic teachings? And I know that you've done some training with plant medicine too. Is that right?
Yes. So I got really connected with shamanic work specifically through Reiki, that was actually a gateway for me to tapping into the world of energy. And then I got to deepen into that through yoga, through meditation. And then I got to deepen even further into the world of energy, into the psycho-spiritual perspective of the ways in which the subconscious, the unconscious is deeply connected to this concept of the lower world, right? And the lower world is where all of these different things are living. Basically, like I said, it could be memories, feelings, emotions, patterns, and it's not always things that are good or bad. If you've heard of shadow work, it's very much like the shadow.
Yeah.
So that's when I started seeing that, you know, when we enter these states with the plants, with ayahuasca, with San Pedro, with peyote, we are really diving into the shadow side of our consciousness, I guess is the best way of putting it, to diving into the shadows that live within us. And the medicines allow us to see parts of ourselves that our defense systems are typically attempting to block, right? Our defenses don't want us to see the reasons of why, you know, we may be addicted to nicotine, for example. Like, our defenses don't want to see that, because if we witness that, it's going to be a painful experience, especially with addiction, for example. Typically, there's a traumatic event, a series of traumatic events that leads up to a person's nervous system eventually seeking out an addiction or displaying an addiction pattern that is genetic, right? So the plants allow us to witness ourselves, to see ourselves in a very, very different light. And they always remind us to come back to love. So I'll pause there.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I have experienced incredible healing journeys with plants. And even this podcast got its start. It was the Plant Wisdom Podcast, because that just opened up the whole door to healing for me as well. So it's really helpful to hear your journey of all these different aspects of energy healing and different views and perspectives that all really mean the same thing. And I'd love to know, do you guide women through plant ceremonies? Is that part of the work that you do?
No, I don't. So for me, working with the plants in the past, I think it's been like 6 years total, but 3 years really consistently, has been a really personal process. And the ways in which I have integrated the awakening and the healing and the connection that I've built to myself, to the spirit world, through working with the plants is by doing womb healing.
Yeah. Wow. That is incredible. Yeah, that makes so much sense. And even for when you were saying that a lot of our traumas, we have naturally designed these defense mechanisms. And I will say that the plant medicine, was what came first for me before the embodiment work, because it really was like a safe way to experience, you know, the truth that I had to see of why I was acting out in the ways that I was. And what came before the plant medicine was breath work. So that was like a way that I could bring up trauma in a very safe way. And then I felt safe to be doing that with plant medicine. So I love to hear your journey with that too, is how that really opened the door for the womb healing. And so everything you've shared about coming into relationship with your womb and having that conversation and giving her space to become really part of you is, you know, this goes to my next question, my last question of how is this connection between the sacral chakra and our personal sense of power as women? Like, how can we understand that so we can tap into it more in our day-to-day lives and not make this seem, you know, like a great concept in theory, but like actually bringing it into practice?
That is a beautiful question. So the one message that I think is so important for women to hear when it comes to power and the concept of power, especially having been born female, is knowing that our power has nothing to do with our external appearances. Our power has nothing to do with our external appearances. It has nothing to do with anything that we are sourcing from the external. Our power has everything to do with our connection to our cycles and understanding that that is actually what defines our femininity. It's an internal process. Femininity is an internal process that perhaps gets displayed externally with the color pink or roses, right? I hear this all the time. Women saying, oh my gosh, I hate pink. I hate this. I started connecting with the womb space. And all of a sudden, I want roses. And I'm like, that's so interesting, right? Because we have all these concepts around gender and everything. And I always, you know, I question all of those. But really understanding that femininity, this concept of being connected to our cycles, understanding that our cycles are deeply connected to the seasons of the earth, understanding that our cycles are deeply connected to the moon, that we are a physical manifestation of the cycles of the moon. That is where our true power really, really, really lives. When it comes to putting this knowing into play, it looks like honoring the cyclicality of your being. It looks like getting in tune with what your four cycles look like within one monthly cycle, understanding how your energy levels are going to shift. They're going to go up and they're going to go down throughout those, you know, 27 to 32, 33 days, depending on how long your cycle is. And honoring that, instead of attempting to fit into a man's world, understanding that there is a whole other way of living and relating to yourself. And I know that, unfortunately, it's very sad. It's a privilege to be able to rest. It's a privilege to be able to sleep down in the world that we live in. But if you have that opportunity to shift your schedule, if you have that opportunity to tap into this kind of wisdom and really start honoring your feminine cycles, that is how you put this into practice. I think that's the first step. It's getting curious and getting connected.
Ooh, we are on the same page on so many different beliefs that you share there and these truths, truly, that this validation and this power comes from within and emanates. And it's funny that my book, the title that I channel that really came to me was like Wholeness Within. And it was always about, you know, tuning into that inner knowing. And I will also share that I had so much resistance against really understanding my cycle and, you know, learning more about it and how I can support myself, because it was almost like, why do I need to do that? Like, you know, it's not like I could actually apply this. So I like that you acknowledge the privilege there, but I do understand that change on the collective level happens on the individual level. So the more of us that do have that privilege, that can give ourselves space and understand each of our phases in our cycle, like that will ripple out. And so it's an opportunity and really a privilege to do that on the individual level. How is the womb connected to the throat chakra?
Yes. So there is such a powerful connection between the womb space and the throat chakra anatomically. If you actually look at the insides of the throat space, it looks very, very similar to the anatomy of the female reproductive system. So that's really interesting to take a look at. If you have any time at all, you can just go on Google, you can type in womb throat connection and you'll see images and your mind is going to be blown. From the energetic perspective, a lot of the shame that we have stored in the womb space that can be related to anything and everything under the sun. It could be something that we experience in our personal lives. It could also be shame that we've inherited ancestrally from our mothers, from our grandmothers. That shame can block our capacity to express ourselves, right? And that's where that connection comes in to the throat space. So when we start really diving into the womb space, diving into womb healing, for a lot of women, they might even have a memory of when they were a child and they were told not to sing or they were told to lower their voice, or they were told that maybe their voice is too high pitched, or that they were too loud, or to stop talking, right? Any of those experiences or those occurrences, the person may experience a sense of shame or fear, and that manifests itself energetically in the womb space. And it can create a major blockage between the womb and the throat. And something else I'll add is, if you have ever been in a sexual experience, perhaps where you didn't necessarily say yes, but you didn't say no. So when it comes to the theme of consent, basically, let's say you didn't consent, but they still crossed a boundary in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't even have to be sexual, it could be at any area of your life. That is also sending a signal to the womb space that your voice doesn't matter. That even when you speak your truth, you're not being heard, right? And boom, that creates another blockage between the womb and the throat.
I have chills all over my body because I myself have experienced that. And I'm sure so many of my listeners too. And even as you were sharing that story of wanting to sing. And like, I remember as a child, like I one day was like, I want to be a singer. And I was like, let's get singing classes. And like, I was told my voice was bad. And I was like, oh, okay. And then after that, I was just like, I think it just really, and then the other experience that comes to mind too, is this like sexual experience that you share. And it's like, I think that's like a huge wounding, and even women not speaking up in the relationship of like what they like and what they don't. It's like because of that shame and like that submission, like that we're conditioned, and it's just like so, so deeply ingrained, and like you're saying, so connected to the womb. And like how we show up in the world and use our voice and like understand that we're heard, and like that it has impact and that it's received. So in doing this womb healing work, would you say that then this is really another way of being able to heal the throat chakra, and how we can show up and really assert ourselves in our lives?
Absolutely. 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 The more we tap into that personal power that I keep referring to, the more we tap into our most authentic voice, our most authentic expression, and we allow that expression to actually manifest itself into the physical form, whether it be through our voice, our words, the way we're expressing ourselves creatively with our projects. I know you work with women within the workspaces. So even with business projects, even with whatever they're doing in the workspace, that definitely affects the ways in which they're able to communicate, assert themselves, set strong boundaries, and be able to say, yes, I want to do this. No, I don't want to do this. No, I don't like that. And so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And I'll also share, you know, from my own experience. And I think sometimes, you know, when we're first then coming into our voice and like healing and being able to speak up for ourselves, like we don't actually embody that. So it's really like you were saying, like it doesn't get received and people don't really take it seriously. And that's also, I think, where this womb healing is necessary in this embodiment work, because you have to fully like embody and stand behind that belief. Whereas if you have that wounding of your throat where it's like, okay, I'll speak something, but like it doesn't actually do anything, that then you don't actually experience that personal power. So that's where the womb healing comes in, and it's just such important work. So thank you so much, Amanda, for the work that you do. And I'm just on the path with you, and I really, really just, and we'll talk about this, I know, again, and hopefully have you on the podcast again, because it's just a huge unraveling of like all these deep societal conditioning patterns that we're really able to now step out of and turn inwards and empower ourselves. And that is just so exciting. So thank you so much for sharing your insights. And I love to know, where can my listener find you online? And do you have an offering that you would like to share?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me here. It was an amazing conversation. I love sharing this. So where can they find me? They can find me on Instagram at The Psycho Spiritual Coach. They can find me on my website, thepsychospiritualcoach.com. Also have a YouTube channel, Work in Progress, Psycho Spiritual Coach as well.
Amazing.
Yes, yes. And in terms of upcoming offerings, so we have a couple of retreats that are coming up. One of them is an ayahuasca retreat that is to work with ayahuasca, specifically under the guidance of an Indigenous healer who is a female healer from the Shipibo tradition in Peru. And she has been working with the medicine for over 25 years. She is Indigenous to that region, native to that region. So she's going to be facilitating the ceremonies. My sister and I are just a bridge to get the people there. So that's happening in April, and we have a few spots left open for that. And then we have a women's retreat in the works that is happening in June in the Sacred Valley in Peru. And that is going to be to connect women to the womb space, to connect them to this concept of self-love, of sisterhood. And we're going to be working and bridging together the Incan Indigenous healing tradition that does not work with plant medicine. They work with shamanic based principles for healing and a couple other healing modalities that we still have. It's a work in progress, but we're announcing that retreat actually on the 19th of January. So we're excited.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow. What beautiful offerings. And I love that you offer both one with the plant medicine without, because you know, I, at the start of my spiritual awakening back in, I would say like 2017, like I was like, I want to do ayahuasca. Like I have to do it. And then I had a few friends do it and they're like, it is no joke. And like, you have to be fully called and like fully all in, because like you said, things will be brought up that, you know, not everyone has the resources to handle at that time. And so I like that you have that offering for those who are ready. And then the other offering of like the shamanic principles, because I do think it's not something that it's like everyone should do this. It's like a very specific person that you get the call. So I definitely want to connect with you more about that outside of this, but thank you so much again for coming on the podcast.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And if you did, I would love to hear from you in a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts.